there are things that occur to people in their life, okay? And we have a threshold for these things, some more, some less. The residual effect that comes with it, according to the DSM 3, 4, and 5, is post-traumatic stress disorder. What I've learned, and I thought it was egotistical, but I understand what Dr. Veeton's program is, it's post-traumatic stress. It's not D, because we're not broken. So what I say, and you get this, because this is my thing, but the things that I have seen and the things that I have done can neither be unseen nor undone. They're there. They're in a tape. My friend Joe Prestivo, the hippie that I love at the VA, says, that which you have already survived cannot hurt you now. And I said, unless you let it. And she said, then don't let it. But I think that's a whole...
That's resilience.
Let it, don't let it, you know. So I think that the subject, which is, and I'm really intrigued by moral injury, why I go to that, preface it, is that I think that moral injury is one step beyond post-traumatic stress. Because it creates, I think, the greatest amounts of cognitive dissonance.